Connecticut state officials and personnel doled another $407 million in federal Connecticut aid. That makes it a total of $2,083,201,044.95. Since the start of May. Now, and $7,449,078,117.71 since Lamont's emergency declaration back on March 10th, meaning Connecticut state officials spent $7.5 billion in just 80 days. Wow. Highlights for the week of May 25th, that was last week, okay? Total federal Connecticut aid spent, $407 billion. Well, actually, more precise is $407,760,534.41. But we'll round it off. Coronavirus relief fund, $466 billion. Actually, I beg your pardon. $466,000. See, I'll correct myself when I screw this. What happens is there's all these commas here, folks.
So many numbers. So many commas.
There really are. COVID-19 FEMA stimulus. $6,768,738. General government. $138,953,000. Board of clients. This is state board members. Okay. $3,400,000. We'll put it that way. We'll round it off. So individuals and sole proprietors, $2,266,000. Health and hospitals, $10,133,000. Education, $205,750,000. $200 million of which went to state employee pensions and fringe benefits, and discretionary pay. Discretionary pay. Do people know what discretionary pay is? Knowing it and having it are two different things. Anyhow, very eye-opening statistics. Again, you can get all of this from the state comptroller's website. To discuss this and how the state is hemorrhaging money is our next guest, Victoria Eloise. Victoria, good morning.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure. When you hear these numbers, how staggering they are, how eye-opening they are, what comes to your mind?
Actually, I think that the more staggering part, because I can't really comprehend numbers like $7 billion.
I don't even know billion. Yeah, trillions. I mean, what does this even look like? Yeah.
Yeah, so the floor, and I have been looking at numbers since January. So the big numbers aren't really what's surprising to me anymore. It's the little numbers for example, the new COVID federal stimulus came in on Friday, or Connecticut updated the stimulus package. And hundreds of millions go to private providers. And the staggering part is how much money places like Connecticut Institute for the Blind or Department of Agency on Aging or WIC or any number of the social programs for those that are hit hardest,
yeah.
We're talking like $90,000, $210,000, you know, to last for months while these other people get hundreds of millions of dollars. And I have actually just a great example, because this is such a macro thing. It's so big. Having it broken down is one of the ways that I follow it easiest.
Mm-hmm.
So we have four different types of coronavirus, and this is a problem that has been going on for generations. This is not a COVID-19 problem. This is a mentality. But I'll use the CARES Act as an example. So in the state of Connecticut, we have CARES Title, and these are the names of the different stimulus packages. So we have CARES Title 3, E and B, two separate ones. We have the Coronavirus Relief Fund, which is currently funding in-state travel for state employees. We have the new NEFA COVID Relief, a National Endowment for the Arts. And then we have the COVID-19 FEMA package.
Mm.
Now, that package, so I found this out by looking up the quote-unquote medical supply vendors that are currently getting our COVID-19 FEMA stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
And these medical supply vendors, they are not medical supply vendors.
Well, what are they then?
They are people. For example, Delaware and Paul Manafort last year, he got in big trouble. I mean, for a number of things, but one of the things was, and I believe it was 9 shell companies. He had created this complex network of shell companies in Delaware that is a hot spot for Connecticut companies, shell companies, because Delaware has very little rules. You don't have to disclose operating identities. You don't have to tell the beneficial parties. There's no sales tax in Delaware. So that's why so many shell companies come out of Delaware. There's also in California, Missouri, places where you don't have to identify the beneficial parties.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and I assume you heard about that. It was huge news. That's what's happening here.
Well, but you also mentioned the money is being disproportionately distributed, too.
Right. So I'll just speak to the medical supply vendors. So take, for example, and there was an article about this in the Hartford Current recently about how Ned Lamont cut a $5 million check for a group of companies to find N95 masks.
Mm-hmm.
And they listed all the companies in the article. Not a single one of those companies, so Sunrise Group out of Canada, Modern Plastic, which is actually not Modern Plastic, it's Wisconsin Plastic. We have all of these different companies that are stuck companies, or they are private equity. So let's say Sunrise Group of Canada. That is a private equity firm based out of Hong Kong and Ontario. And that private equity firm is attached to a lot of political names, a lot of very wealthy Connecticut businessmen. And these are the groups that are taking our COVID-19 money.
Oh, so isn't that a conflict of interest?
Oh, huge. I'm blabbing. There's just so much to say on this topic. But, for example, Jack Rubenstein, CT, LLC, they are one of the 77 vendors actively receiving our entire COVID-19 FEMA stimulus. That is not, that company is actually, it belongs to a Catherine Barlow, and it is not a medical supply vendor company, but they are receiving federal Connecticut aid for medical supply vending.
So then how does it qualify for that then?
It's not. The business, that is a shell company.
Oh.
Jack Rubenstein CT LLC is registered to the home of Catherine Barlow.
Oh, I see.
So they've we are paying for these people's houses. They register their home as the business and get to funnel federal funding straight from the Connecticut Department of Social Services, Department of Developmental Services.
So how did you figure this out?
So I got sick in 2018, and I have since been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to hear this.
It's not all bad. I get to watch as much Netflix as I want. People cook for you.
Oh.
People want to help. So it's really not all bad. But I...
ALS. Oh.
Yes. So I had to get on Medicaid in grad school because I was taking 5 classes and waitressing and I couldn't pay the bills. So I got on Medicaid and I never used it because I just never went to the doctor. And then I got sick and I had to start using it. And the care, oh my gosh, Gary. I was witnessing state doctors manipulate test data and give fake exams, and really unbelievable things were happening, and I knew about HIPAA. I had just finished grad school, so I knew all the laws that were being broken.
Sure.
And so I was like, you know what? So after I was diagnosed, this hospital dropped me after I informed them that I was going to use my Medicaid insurance. They dropped me, deleted all my medical files. I was blown away. And I knew that I had two choices. One, find out what the heck is going on,
mm-hmm.
or die without any care. And I wasn't willing to let this go. So I started digging, but it did not start as a dig on Annie Lamott, okay? It started as a way to figure out what the heck was going on. And so I started researching money, because everybody knows, file the money. And
of course, absolutely.
The state actually funds a program called Follow the Money.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's not actually about what people think it's about. It really is, I've done lots of research, it really is a way, it's how they teach personnel to hide and grow their money. Because this money is in places like Ibiza, Grand Cayman, British Virgin Islands, Hong Kong, South Korea. Because this is...
Oh.
And this is happening on such a mecca, like, unbelievable scale. Oh. Unbelievable.
Wow. So what do you do with this information that you've discovered?
So I tried everything. Facebook and social media was my life. Prior to this whole ongoings, I had maybe posted to Facebook 10 times. Since it started, I'm a very private person, or I was. But I tried. I tried letters. I tried the feds. I tried phone calls. Before I started posting, before I wanted to do it the right way, the state's way. And I got laughed off the phone once. I had someone pretending to be from the DOJ, and he called, and he actually works for the State Elections Enforcement Commission. I'm a real computer nerd, so I fix them, I build them, so that helps me. being able to track IP addresses and finding money. But it is all out there. Me finding that money related to Annie Lamont was, because everybody needs a smoking gun. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Well, you're a watchdog, and you're certainly more than that. But what are you going to do?
Willing.
But you have, I mean, all of this information that you've been able to obtain, what are you doing with it?
I'm just posting it. Because I reached out to news channels. News 8, WTNH, NBC Connecticut, Vice News, White House News. I've tried. And people, I think, this is like Nixon status type of information, yeah. I think. And
it
so,
is, yeah.
Because I have names.
I mean, this is huge corruption here.
Bank accounts. You know, I have something I'm going to post today. It's about Denise Merrill and her husband and their Ontario home. And their, you know, you can't delete these records. They are
right. Yeah.
And they're so accessible if you know where to look.
Yeah. Wow. I nobody wants to talk to you, though. Hey, have you confronted these individuals?
Oh, what do you mean walk up to Annie Lamont and say, hey, I saw your $784 million relocation of federal funding to the Cayman Islands? I don't think that's a... You know, I don't... If anything, they will try and silence me. And people like you, people who are willing to tell the truth, I mean, it's... You are the types of people that will get this information out, not mainstream.
Well, thank you. Well, that's what we're here for. And when I caught wind that you had this information, and I, you know, of course I do research before we put any of our guests on, you know.
Yeah.
I thought this information needed to get out there, and what let people do with it as they may, but at least needed to be heard.
Right. Right. And it's all very followable. All you have to do. Have you seen the movie Bad Education?
No, Bad Education? No, I don't think I've ever.